All right, well, welcome back to the OmniTalk Spotlight Series, the series where we highlight the technologies we really believe in or the technologies we think are important for us all to investigate and learn more about. And I'm excited today because I'm sitting here with Ann in studio. And the company we're going to spotlight today is a company that I think is just really interesting because what they're trying to do solves a friction point for, I know, both for me and Ann, and it's around buying shoes for your children. And I know you've probably been here before, right?
Oh, absolutely.
It's a horrible experience. I mean, I have two devil 3- and 5-year-olds, and taking them to any mass merchant store, by the time I'm done with that experience, like, the whole aisle is disheveled and out of control.
And you're dodging that heavy metal shoe sizer, like, that I've been had thrown at me several times. So yeah. I don't know about you. It's like, it's dangerous out
that,
there
that
for,
thing that
for
hasn't
kids
innovated
shoes
since
purchasing
1977.
Right
now. So anyway, we are excited today because we think, absolutely, it's something Ann and I have always been very thoughtful about, that there's a different way to use technology to solve some of those pain points in buying shoes for your young children. And so we are excited today because we have a company called Genzy, and their co-founders are here with us, Eve Ackerley and Carolyn Horner. So Eve, Carolyn, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us today.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so why don't we start, Chris and I, we outlined some friction points for us,
right.
But why don't you both tell us a little bit about Genzy and how you created it?
Sure. This is Carolyn speaking, and a couple years ago, I graduated from Cornell University, and Eve on the other side of the country graduated from Berkeley, but we both
Oh my God, I didn't know that before we did this podcast. All right, we'll talk about that later. Go Cardinal. Anyway.
So the two of us ended up in the same village in China where we spent the next 2 years teaching elementary school English. And the experience over there really bonded us as friends, but also bonded us over some shared frustrations that we had. There was no running hot water in the town that we lived in, very limited electricity, and the nearest post office was 30 minutes away. So whenever you had to return anything online that didn't fit, it meant a trek in any weather to the post office. It was actually Eve who had kept buying the wrong size shoe online that remarked that there should be a simpler way to size your feet and shop for shoes, and it should completely involve your phone. And that idea was something that really struck a chord with both of us. We came back to the U.S. and started doing some research about what a solution to the shoe shopping problem could look like. And we ended up at a lot of shopping malls. And so similar experiences that it sounded like you guys both had. In the kids' shoe sections, there was just mass chaos and really frustrated parents and really unhappy children. So we set out to create a product that would make it really simple for parents to know exactly what size shoe to buy when shopping online for their children. So we developed Genzy.
Now, did you guys have technology backgrounds as you were thinking about this and trying to get this off the ground, or how did that all work?
Actually, both of us don't have any background in technology,
awesome.
But I think we were just natural problem solvers and ready to take a go at how to fix this.
Interesting. So how'd you approach that then, not having the background? Like, how did you guys think about, okay, we're going to create, you know, a technological solution that helps people solve some of these friction points? How'd you go about that?
I think something interesting was with not having tech backgrounds was that we didn't really know what was and wasn't possible. So it was a lot of market research going to malls, but also going to playgrounds and just talking with parents about their shoe buying nightmare that started creating wireframes of what a mobile app could look like. And then it was really Eve that took charge in terms of like identifying an app developer to work with and start prototyping different beta versions of Genzy.
And how did you guys do your consumer research? What kind of information did you find out, and what was the best method that you came across when doing that?
Yeah, we kind of like starting off, we knew that we wanted this process to involve a phone, and the sizing process would be all done, something that could be done at home. So we really put our heads together. We started mapping out on paper what that app might look like. But then we quickly kind of started going to the parks and meeting with parents. Actually, a big reason we ended up in Philadelphia was Carolyn's cousin, who has young kids, is lives just outside the city. So we knew that we really needed to move closer to her and have access to some early beta testers. So kind of through being in Philadelphia and getting to know her mom community, we started going out to many parks in Philly and just talking with parents. And that was a learning process for us because we were able to watch parents using the app and understand kind of what it needed to look like. But also talking with parents, we quickly learned what shoes they love, what brands they love, and kind of what we needed to offer, what our service needed to look like.
That's great. So you guys, I mean, basically you have a live test lab right there in Philadelphia through that. That's great. Explain for the listeners, how exactly does the application work then? So if I'm a consumer and I want to use it, what do I do? And how is it going to work? And how might it actually make my life easier?
Yeah. So right now a parent would go download Gen Z from the App Store. And really they wouldn't all that they need to get sizing is a phone, their child, and a standard size card, kind of like a library or a Costco card. So we ask parents to take one photo of their child's foot next to that card. And from that, we're able to calculate their foot measurements. But we take those foot measurements, and when they go shopping on our e-commerce platform, we're able to give them size recommendations in all of the brands and styles that we offer. So, you know, if they're looking at a sneaker, we might recommend a 10 in that specific sneaker, but we know in other shoes, their child might be wearing a 9.5 or a 9. So we try to make it really easy for parents to know exactly what size to buy. And right from our platform, they can check out and be done with their whole sizing and shopping process.
That's interesting. So how are you understanding the sizing information across all the different brands of shoes in that example you just said?
Yeah, that was something that we found some great kids shoe brands to partner with early on. And we got to look at their data and the shoe specs that they were using in their manufacturing places. And then we were able to then cross-reference those shoe specs with the actual fit testing that we were doing. So we now, rather than relying on the company's data, take a lot of measurements ourselves. So we look at the internal measurements, the width of the shoe, the material type and lace type even, and all of that goes into an algorithm. So it's able to match based on a child's foot size.
Interesting. So basically, if I play this back to you guys for the listeners, and I've done this at home, and I think it's really great. So you basically snap a photo of your child's foot, which I did with my son, put it against something for scale so we get a really good, accurate measurement of it. And then basically, based on what you just said, you know the catalog of products and you know what shoes are going to fit that size. And I am then served up everything that should essentially work for my kid. And then I can choose to decide how I want to shop from there. How do you guys think about that remainder part of that process in terms of, okay, now everything's served up for me. How do you make it really simple and easy for the consumer to then take that next step in terms of deciding what to purchase or order or try things on? You know, how do you think about that?
I think in terms of like, so once a parent goes through the sizing process and then we go on and go shopping, we're really keen to kind of make that a curated experience and really personalize to that child and the type of shoes they should be wearing. We know that like as kids first start walking or move into toddler stages, there's specific types of shoes they should be wearing. So we, knowing their measurements and kind of knowing their age, we're able to show a parent a smaller selection of shoes, but we know that they're going to work best for their child. I'm sure we've all been, you know, getting on Amazon or getting on Zappos and seeing hundreds and hundreds of shoes, and it's a very overwhelming experience. So we're really keen that once they size and go shopping, the shoes that we show them are going to work best for their child.
And I know you guys have some brands that you've partnered with. Can you talk a little bit more about your plans for the future? Will you be adding new brands? You know, what's the typical threshold, I guess, for ages? I know you're focused on kids' shoes right now, but will you be able to expand into, you know, adult sizes later on? What's the roadmap look like for you two?
Yeah, so we're primarily focused on kids between the age of 0 to 6. And when we launched about 4 months ago, we had 10 brands on the store. In the past couple of months, we've seen 3,000 downloads, and half those users have completed sizing. We've gone back and done a lot of research into who those customers are and what they're looking for. So we've actually been able to expand our brands from 10 to 18 over the past 4 months, which kind of indicates an interest in brands to also increase customer satisfaction when they're on an e-commerce site, and also decrease returns, which is another key thing that our technology can do. In terms of adults, I think we're most interested in really, really honing in on that 0 to 6 year old experience, mm-hmm. but then also expanding to 13 year old kids and the youth sizes before going to our feet.
Sure. Makes sense.
Makes sense. So expanding out for children. You know, I just thought of this too, as you guys were talking about that. And that's fantastic with all the growth in the brands. How do you guys, as you're thinking about this and the evolution of this, how do you think about the whole concept of returns as well within this process from a consumer perspective?
Yeah. I mean, the industry, I'm sure you've written about this, Chris, too. The mm-hmm. industry average for footwear bought online is around 30%. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of money spent by our brands and by players like Amazon and Zappos on returns. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. our mantra is that we can completely, through using Gen Z, we can completely eliminate returns due to fit. So right now our return rate is under 5%. Wow. And that's a metric that we're really excited to see grow as we grow over the next couple of years.
Wow, that's amazing. I can see why the brands are really interested in that then. That is an incredible statistic. Good job, you guys. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Just from my history. My history in e-commerce, that's almost unheard of. So really great work. I mean, to that point, what is next for you guys from a technology perspective? How do you guys think you'll continue to hone the solution or continue to make it better as you go forward?
Yeah. Yeah, I think one of our main goals with Gen Z is always to just improve the customer experience and make it as easy as possible for our parents to size and shop for their kids' shoes. Some things we're really excited about is just as computer vision and augmented reality become better and better, we're mm-hmm. able to kind of improve our sizing process and make that, you know, what takes 5 minutes take 1 minute ultimately. Things we've been working on is how Gen Z could be accessible just through GenZ.com. Right now, parents need to go and download an app. So we would love to offer our service, just going to GenZ.com and being able to do that whole sizing and shopping process right there. We think that'd be cool and exciting just to limit any barriers. But we're also, you know, on the shopping side, we're really excited about data science and AI and how that's helped companies get to know their users better and also kind of their needs and serve them better recommendations, because we're really keen that once you get to our e-commerce platform, that all the shoes we're showing you are best fit for your child and helping you get on your way quicker.
Yeah. From a technology perspective, will it get to the point, how far are we from getting to the point where you don't need something from a point of reference perspective?
I would say we're, you know, right, like augmented reality right now, mm-hmm. we're seeing that there are apps out there that can already do measurements without a point of reference. The accuracy is still not there, and that's right. mm-hmm. really a big key or a big component for us just because we're dealing with feet that are pretty small, right. so we have to be really right. accurate. But, you know, I think even in the next year, we'll start to see a lot of improvement and ways that, you know, get around needing that point of reference.
Right, that makes sense. And camera technology seems like it just gets faster and better mm-hmm. with every iPhone release that happens almost every single year. So,
well,
that is fascinating, you guys. Kudos to you. Those are some really great statistics, too, right out of the gate for you guys. And kudos to you for doing this, too. Like, right, Anne? Like,
yeah.
Seeing this out of China and then coming back home and trying to get this thing started up.
Yeah, I mean, I did this with my 8-year-old son, and he proved me wrong through the Gen Z app, which is going to really affect me this weekend when I now have to go and get him these Jordans that he wanted. That I was like, sorry, honey, they're too, your foot's not big enough yet. You can't fit into those. And the Gen Z app proved me wrong right in front of my face.
Nice.
Both of us loved it. He's definitely big enough for those shoes now. So thanks, ladies.
empowering children everywhere across America. That is fantastic.
Making it all too easy to buy shoes from
exactly.
one or two clicks.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep. Well, Well, awesome. That's a perfect segue too, because you know we like to do at the end of the show, we like to do this game called How Millennial Are You? So using Anne's son as our muse, we'll play this game with you guys. And for those of you listening for the first time, again, we play this game, How Millennial Are You? It's very similar to what you see at, say, James Lipton's show Inside the Actor Studio, the standard questionnaire. And again, it's not to judge how old you are, but it's really to judge how curious you are about how the world has changed. So four quick standard questions that we ask everybody. And so Eve and Carolyn, are you guys ready?
We are ready.
All right, let's start off easy. First question, do you both still have cable?
Well, we live together.
Okay.
Do we have cable?
I think we do, but we have the most basic plan ever. I think we only get like 8 channels.
Yeah.
So it's not...
Why did we get cable?
I think we thought we might watch a sports game once or twice, but even when I went to try and watch tennis, we didn't have access to the right channel. Right, so
right. Yeah, right.
We might be getting rid of it.
Okay, especially now after this conversation.
Right.
That is awesome. We've never heard that answer before. So kudos to you guys for being totally open and honest. All right, let's say you have a choice now. You have a choice. So you can have a brand new luxury car or an exotic vacation somewhere at a destination of your choice. Which one are you choosing?
I think that's easy.
I'm going to say that both of us would be choosing a luxury vacation. Even if we had a car, we don't have too many places to drive it around to, being in the middle of the city. And I think with the two of us, would be keen to go visit some more places in Asia that we didn't make it to when we were over there for those 2 years teaching.
Cool. That's amazing.
That's always our question too. Whereabouts? Where would you go?
I would probably go to Japan first.
Nice.
I would probably go too and go skiing.
Nice.
My wife used to live in Japan. She loved it. So yeah, good choice. All right. Question three. Let's say you're out to dinner with some friends and you both have forgotten your wallet, so you have no way to pay and your friends are picking up the bill. How are you hitting your friends back?
Venmo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both of you?
Venmo, right?
Yeah.
I'm looking at E for validation, but I know for sure. Venmo's just the easiest way to deal with any sort of group dinner. So even if I had my wallet, I would still probably just ask a friend to pick it up and I would Venmo them.
Right, even if you had your wallet. Okay, now see, that's super millennial. Yeah. So very nice. Nicely done.
They win.
You know, trying to be really like nice to the waiter or waitress and make it easy for them.
Right. One check, just make it simple. Yeah, Venmo's even working with Shopify now this week, they announced. So you guys are very much on the millennial bandwagon with that question. So right now, kind of like 2 for 3, the cable thing kind of threw us off a little bit. We weren't expecting that one. All right, last question. This one gets a little more personal, and you guys, it sounds like you guys live together. So what kind of mattresses do each of you guys have? Are you kind of the traditional box spring, or are you more direct to consumer, you know, one of these Casper mattresses, memory foam mattresses? You know, where are you guys on that one?
Okay, that's funny, because when we moved into our apartment like 2 years ago, Eve was like all into getting like a Casper, and
this is
Eve
awesome.
Loved like Away and Allbirds and like those brands. She reps really proudly.
Okay.
But then we went to the mattress store and we got a great 2-for-1 deal, and so we have box springs.
Oh my gosh, you've now failed. That last one, lady.
Well, I don't know. They're millennial cheap, I think, is what we're hearing.
You could say that. We drove out to a really random mattress firm in like Plymouth Meeting, PA. Nothing was going on that day, and I think he was ready just to get us out of there, and gave us a great deal. So we were excited about the opportunity.
That is amazing.
That is awesome. So I don't know. You guys did like 2 for 4. No one has aced the test yet, believe it or not. But you guys were like 2 for 4. And I got to tell you, that was probably one of the most fun conversations we've ever had. So kudos to you guys for being just totally open and honest with everything. And even having the side conversations between the two of you as roommates. That was an absolute blast.
Yes.
All right. Well, hey, again, we've got Eve Ackley, Carolyn Horner here. Thank you guys so much, the co-founders of Gen Z. And guys, if people want to learn more about who you are and what you do, what should they do and where should they go?
Yeah, if you go and visit genz.com, it has all of our info of how to download the app. And even if you go over to the contact page, you can get in touch with us directly with any questions. So we look forward to anybody going out and trying it. We'd love to hear how your experience goes.
Awesome. And for those listening too, just to be clear on the spelling, it's Gen Z, J-E-N-Z-Y. Check it out. Anne and I have. It's pretty cool. And we think it's a solution that could be really interesting to watch over the long run because it definitely solves a common pain point for parents. All right, you guys, thanks again, Eve, Carolyn. Best of luck with everything in the future. And to all our listeners out there, be careful out there.